Hi all, and welcome to our Walk With Us Student Health and Wellbeing Reflection Guide for the week of the 10th to the 16th of March. Our topic today is how to regain control of what you can change and let go of what you cannot. So as Stephen Covey well put it, if I really want to improve my situation, I can work on the one thing over which I have control of, myself. So, as humans, we have come to want and expect the same, what feels familiar to us. So when things feel like they are changing and out of control, it is only natural to then feel a little uneasy, stressed, and anxious. These feelings can, if not managed, lead to more serious implications for our mental health and well-being. By taking the time to understand how you can change and/or prevent such stress and anxiety, is essential for your self-care and overall health and well-being. By putting more energy and focus on what you can control will make your future less stressful and overwhelming, thus helping you to feel more in control of those daily challenges and anxieties. Stephen Covey's Circles of Influence model can really help you shift your thoughts and actions away from what is out of your control so you can realize and act on what is in your control. The model can help you explore ways of gaining control even when you feel like you have none, and help you discover that you always have more power than you think. The model has three important parts to it, namely the circle of control, the circle of concern, and the circle of influence. Your worries, concerns, and anxieties are listed into these three categories, which are dependent on how much control you believe you have over the outcomes of them. By simply reflecting, naming, and writing these down in these categories will help you move through a process of letting go of what is out of your control and focusing more of that energy on what is in your control. This exercise will help you proactively put a simple plan of action in place for yourself. It will help you to cope and manage your stress better, in particular by helping you act on those worries and anxieties instead of waiting for things to happen or indeed become worse. So, how does it all work? Well, let's give ourselves 10 to 15 minutes in a quiet space. Go on, get yourself a piece of paper, pencil. If you have some sticky notes, that would be great to complete this activity. So, the top three self-care tips and techniques are the three circles that are part of Stephen Covey's circle of influence. The first top tip is to draw a circle on the page. This will be your circle of concern. In this circle of concern, you will place all your challenges and concerns you have in your work and in your life. This circle may at first appear to have a lot in it, but don't panic. This is something you will revisit a few times in order to realize what is actually inside and outside of your control. This can take time, particularly at first, to figure out, so have patience. You will find yourself moving around your concerns a few times within the circles until you are happy with where you are placing them. It is advisable, though, you use a pencil or sticky notes, preferably, as this will help you to move your thoughts more freely. Just get writing all your worries down at first and don't worry too much about where they are placed. As the exercise unfolds, this circle in time will feel less overwhelming when your focus is shifted to the things you can control. If you discover this circle has a lot in it, don't panic. You will have time to have another look at it at a later time or even share it with a friend, family, or reach out for professional support to get a fresh perspective to see what from this circle could be managed in a different way. Number two, draw a smaller inner circle within the larger circle of concern you've drawn, and this will be your circle of control. Here you will write down what are the things right now that are in your control. Be mindful that you will have more control than you think, as you do have control over the way you act and behave. Here you can explore how self-care activities can help expand this circle so you can regain more control back into your life. Saying no more can build more time and energy for those activities that will help you feel better and help eliminate negative influences in your life. In this way, it will help you feel more able to cope and see things in a different perspective. The important thing to remember in this circle is to really reflect on your own thoughts and behaviors and how you can control them. What is it you need? Where can you get help or support? What can help or support you better? All of this will help you to identify what else could be in this circle that you might have placed elsewhere at first. Number three, draw a circle between the circle of concern and circle of control on the page. This will be your circle of influence. Here you will be able to identify what are the things you might not be able to control directly, but you may be able to influence. It is here you will refer back to your circle of concern and see what could be moved. This one takes a bit of thinking though. Ask yourself the question, if I can't control it, can I at least influence it? You may not always be able to guarantee the outcome, but you can have a sense of influence in a situation. For example, doing your best with the assignment, but not maybe having the control over the grade. Planning your day, but maybe it doesn't all go the way you want it to go. Decide to only have positive influences around you in your life. Taking the time to take out any of the things that will have a negative impact on you. It is important at all times, no matter what it is, to ask yourself simply, what is the best use of your energy, however limited it may be, at this time? Stephen Covey writes how proactive people focus their efforts in the circle of influence. So it is here that you can work on the things that you can do something about. Over time and with good reflective insight and a bit of courage, you will come to see that this circle is calling you to place more in it. It is willing you to find ways to regain control back in your life by using the energy to change what you can and teaching you ways to also let go and accept the things that you can't. Yes, it can be done and is life-changing when it happens for both yourself and for your overall state of being. Remember, the aim of this exercise is to find ways for your circle of concern to become smaller and your circles of control and influence to become bigger. Finding ways that your energy is placed in the things that are under your control is the ultimate goal, and using self-care activities to help you do this will be a huge part of the approach. Managing your energy to increase your own influence through intentional and meaningful words or actions, whilst letting go of your desired outcomes and the things you cannot control, is hugely effective and beneficial. Stress is rooted in feelings of being overwhelmed and things out of your control. So taking the time to do a small exercise like this could be revolutionary for your commitment to your own self-care and for your overall health and well-being. Do take the time this week or over your weekend to try out this exercise and see where you would place everything. Please check out our health and well-being section for further resources and information. If you have questions and or need support on this topic or any other issue affecting your health and well-being, please feel free to contact me at healthandwellbeing@opentrainingcollege.com. You can also contact Spectrum Life directly and you'll have access to a range of supports and services, including a 24/7 dedicated counselling service. You can click on this link that's provided in the email to register with Spectrum Life or to use their services. I want to take this opportunity to wish you all a very happy St. Patrick's Day and a bank holiday weekend. I hope you're all doing something very nice. Finally, well done for taking the time to listen to this reflection. It is another positive step in your self-care practice to take time for yourself. Remember, self-care is the new healthcare, so the decision is in your hands to make self-care your priority. And in that way, you are prioritizing your own health and well-being. You are not alone, and please do take care of yourself. Until next time.